This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk, preparing all you warriors out there for weekend battle. What's your 68? We need to find motivation. And the fact of the matter is, we have to reach deep down in and find what inside of us makes us go. Some people don't know what that is, but we have to find it. Here's one question that we have to ask ourselves. Why? It's powerful. The person who finds the why and reminds themselves of the why periodically. Why do you do this? Is it to look good? Is it to be part of something? Is it for family? Is it for others? Why? It's a powerful question. It's a question if not asked, you are really at a disadvantage, especially if you're playing against the person who has asked it and the person who has answered it. USA Hockey was picked to win the gold medal in the Olympics in Japan. They did not. The Czech Republic won it. The captain was a guy named Jaromír Jágr. He wears a number 68 when he plays because 1968 was the year of the Russian occupation of Czechoslovakia. They beat everybody. They beat Canada in a gold medal game. Game before, Russia. The referee walked in and said, "Ice time." This guy stood up. He said, "I waited my whole life for today. I dedicate this to my grandfather and anyone who lost their life during the occupation. I've always dreamed that we would celebrate together as a country after this game." It was over. Why? Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why do you put on your cleats? Have you ever asked yourself at that moment you got ready to surrender, why don't I? I was working with a construction company, and this man said, all my life I need to lose weight. He owned the company. It was out by Philadelphia. I need to lose weight. I tried everything you can imagine. I just couldn't get it off. Then my little girl's kidneys quit working, and we looked everywhere for a match, and we found a match for her. He said, him. The doctor said, I can't take your kidney out of you and put in your little girl till you lose weight. He said, 6 months, I lost 101 pounds. When you understand why, your IQ goes up, your drive goes up, your determination goes up, but you have to ask why. In fact, I don't care. I don't think people care what you do until they know why you do what you do. Mother Teresa was changing a man's bandage dressing. The man's leg was gangrene. They say the smell something. Someone walked up to Mother Teresa and says, I wouldn't do what you do for all the money in the world. And she said, that's funny, because neither would I. A double-minded man is disoriented. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I have to be single-minded. Why am I doing this? And the problem is we one time know those things, but we start to forget. Why? Why am I doing this? The fighter Jim Braddock fought his career and it was very mediocre. And he lost his family. It was during the Depression. He lost his family because he didn't have any money. They took his family from him. They had to go live with others. And now he started to fight, and he wanted to earn money so he can get his family back. They interviewed him as he was coming back. He's a totally different fighter, ready to fight in a championship, ready to fight Max Baer, a killer. And they said, what's different about you? He said, you're very, very different. He said, yes, I am. He said, what are you fighting for now? He said, milk. What's your 68? What is it? I'm going to take a shift, and I'm going to show you what I think is the most powerful 68. I want you to listen and see if you can pick it up. I'm with the LSU. I'm with Coach Saban. We're playing Georgia. We beat them. We win the SEC. We beat them. We play Oklahoma for the national championship. Saban came out and gave everybody a football, and on the ball he put the number 68, every ball. He has to get out front. Who would you dedicate this game to? We got to beat Georgia. Second time we beat them, we play for the national championship. He said, I would dedicate this game to my grandmother. She raised me. That's what a player said. He goes, write your grandmother a note, put on that ball. He went to another player. He said, how about you? He said, my son. He said, write your son a note, put on that ball. He had all the players put their ball on a postal truck before we played the game. Oh, we beat them by four, a little more than four touchdowns. What would you put on that ball? The best 68 I know, the Salvation Army was trying to send a message out years ago to all their workers. The best 68 I know. Why? So they tried to put a whole sentence out, and it was too expensive. They tried to put a couple words out. It was too expensive because they were sending this all by telegraph. Just they want to send one message out to everybody to get them motivated. So here's what they sent out. One word. Others. Why are you doing this? What's your 68? And the best one that I know is others. My friend, as I speak, is getting heart surgery. And I talked to him about why is he going into it. And his heart's in bad shape. Really bad shape. He's got a rough road ahead. And we talked about the best 68. And I told him about another friend I had who had valves replaced around his heart. And it was a tough operation. After I got done, he said, I've got to do this again in about 7 years. I've got to replace these valves. He said, this was hard. I said, are you going to do it again? He said, yeah. Because of my children and my wife and my family. But if I didn't, I probably wouldn't. Others. I am my brother's keeper. Others. There's something in you will come alive when you understand the why. And it will really come alive when the I why is others. Somebody else. Why does your family need you? Why does your family of team members need you? What makes this thing a contest for you? It's others. What's your 68? Keep it in front of you. When you walk on the field, say, this is my 68. This is why I do what I do. And just don't think it. Say it. When you speak something, the word becomes flesh. Before you go out on the field this week, Thursday night, Friday morning, I want you to just have a quiet meditation and just ask yourself, why do I do what I do? And say the answer out loud. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday night pep talk. What's my 68? Why do I do what I do?